Welcome to Game Preview. The Falcons are back after a mini bye weekend, this time getting ready to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday night. They faced them 3 weeks ago. Division play again. This game's really important, and it will be different because Jameis Winston will be under center for the Buccaneers, and that's something the Falcons didn't see the last time they faced Ryan Fitzpatrick as Jameis Winston was out with an injury. So there's a couple of different changes. The Falcons will also have Desmond Trufant back and a healthy secondary because the last time guys were flying out of the game left and right. So definitely different changes on both sides of the ball. But the biggest difference in this game is Jameis Winston and how much he impacts Tampa's offense. How does he change Tampa's offense the most?
Well, first of all, it's the physical part of it, Kelsey. When you look at Jameis, a big guy now, he's hard to get down when you start trying to sack him. So you're not going to be able to pull him down with an arm. He's going to step out of those type of things and stay in position to throw the ball. The second part of it is his ability to extend plays. He's hurt Atlanta in the past. They go all the way back to his rookie year, had one of the great runs of all time to get a first down against Atlanta. So he's going to try to do some of that kind of stuff. Plus, he's got that little chip on his shoulder. Got essentially kind of benched for three games. He's now back in the lineup for a couple of weeks now. And so he wants to prove that he's the guy. But he's got tremendous weapons around him. But he likes to throw the ball down the field. If you remember Fitzpatrick, 27 completions in that first game. A lot of stuff underneath. Didn't really pick at Atlanta down the field. Winston's going to hold the ball. He's going to take some shots to DeSean Jackson and to Mike Evans down the field. And then the two tight ends. We didn't really hear from the two tight ends until late in the game. O.J. Howard made a couple plays late. Brate only had one catch, I think, in the game. So expect the tight ends to step up as well.
And on the flip side, Atlanta's offense had a big day against the Buccaneers last time, highlighted by the performance of Julio Jones, of course. But they were without Devontae Freeman, which will be huge to get him back against this Tampa defense because we know what he's capable of. We're not sure about the status of Tevin Coleman as he's in the concussion protocol. But do you see this being a big day for Julio Jones? And if it's not, the coverage that he's going to see because of what he did last time, who does that open up things for?
Yeah, think about being in the defensive meeting room for Mike Smith. And you're trying to figure out how do I defend number 11 and not give plays up to everybody else? Well, probably not. You probably don't have the ability to do that. So Sark did a really good job in the last game. They did a good job of formationing Julio inside the formation, not just outside the numbers where I can corner up, safety roll over, we can double him, we got him locked down. They moved Julio around a ton. In fact, we even handed the ball to Julio in a reverse, if you remember, in this game. So that's going to be tough for Mike Smith. They're going to have to change their personality. They want to play kind of an umbrella cover four and kind of keep things in front of them. They're not going to be able to do that in double Julio. So if I'm going to dedicate two players to Julio Jones, safety over the top, a guy in his face jamming, I'm taking two of my players out. Okay, and I'm rushing four already. So now six of my players are out. I've got five guys to defend everybody else. I expect Taylor Gabriel. I expect Mohamed Sanu. I expect our tight ends. And I expect our backs to come off. And remember, this was a game that we had a two-way go. Tevin ran the ball. Teron ran the ball extremely well in this game. We had over 500 yards offense. It wasn't just Julio catching the ball and Ryan throwing it. It was the run game as well. And with Gerald McCoy potentially be on the shelf with a bicep injury, not sure if he'll go. Even if he does go, not going to be full strength. Going to be very difficult to handle this Falcon running game.
Yeah, Coach Quinn said there, if Gerald McCoy can't go, they're preparing for Robert Ayers. So I will say, though, I think a key to this game will be Atlanta protecting the ball on offense because Tampa has generated 24 takeaways, third most in the league. So they're a ball-hawking defense. And we saw last time the Teron Ward fumble how that was almost a momentum changer. The Falcons were able to overcome it. But I think that will be key given that this is a primetime game in Tampa's house. You know they're going to get up for it, and the Falcons can't afford to make mistakes like that.
Yeah, I would agree with you. The turnover bug and then maybe the untimely penalty. Had a couple of those in the Tampa game as well that derailed some of the drives.
And as we near the end of the regular season, you know we have to talk about the meaning of this game and the overall playoff picture for the Falcons. This game is huge. And while some might think because Tampa's virtually out of it that this is a throwaway game, it is not on any level. The Falcons know that they just need to focus on this week, take care of business this week, and that is all they're worried about. And I think that's the best mindset that you could have.
And I think this is a team, Kelsey, that really does that extremely well. Go back to last year. this team had to play the 49ers and the Rams late in the year, had to go to the West Coast to play a Ram team without Julio Jones and Mohamed Sanu in the game, and went out and thumped them. They had to win that game to continue to maintain pace to try to get a bye in the first round of the playoffs a year ago. It was a throwaway game because both in most people's minds, because those teams were out of it, not in the Falcons' minds. So I think they have precedence as to how they focus on this game. Okay, now look at this game. This is Tampa Bay. This is not the 49ers or the Rams. This is a team that's in your division. So there's blood in the water already. You embarrassed them a couple of weeks ago with the Julio Jones numbers, the 500 yards of offense. You're able to shut them down offensively. They're going to come back with a pride level that's going to be off the charts. Plus, you mentioned earlier in the segment about how we're playing in prime time. Mm-hmm. They know all their peers are watching. This is a game that Tampa will be extremely dialed in. I think Atlanta will be too. I think it's very easy, much easier for the player to dial in because they know these guys. They play them twice a year than it is for the fan, because the fan sees it as, well, they're out of it. We don't need to. We'll win that game fairly easily. This is a game that I think Atlanta will lock in on. This is a game that Coach Quinn probably gets paid more for in these kind of games to get his team ready to play.
And you can't deny the extra rest totally plays to the Falcons' benefit. But at the same time, some people say, is too much time off a problem? I don't think so. I think the Falcons are going to be dialed in, locked, ready to go, and go win this thing in Tampa. All right, that's it for us on Game Preview. We'll see you on Monday night.